Hey, VV Nation. Well, you found our podcast on your favorite platform for podcasts. We know that you'll love the content, and hopefully it makes you better informed investors in the stock market. Be sure to follow us on social media. You can go to YouTube, Facebook, Reddit, and Instagram. Just search for VectorVest, and remember, we do the work, you reap the rewards. Hey, VV Nation. Well, it's Monday, and it's the 6 p.m. video, and we have to look at the top weekly picks. My name is Glenn, Senior Stock Market Strategist for VectorVest, and always love bringing these videos to your attention. This week, we're going to talk about something that happened over the weekend. There was an attack by Iran to Israel, and for the most part, not a lot happened. That's a good thing, right? But I wanted to take a look at the top defense stocks for both the U.S. and Canada and also give a reason why I'm picking those stocks. Well, again, because of the attack. But number two, what's going on in the market? So from that perspective, let's start off there and let's look at what's going on in the U.S. market. We can clearly see that from the high that we've had recently, the market is trending lower. So even though I'm talking about defense stocks, I want you to make sure that you've got good stops in place just in case the market wants to do whatever it wants to do. Remember, we're going to trade the market, take what the market gives us. But the reason why I'm looking at defense stocks is because I think that as tensions increase globally, a lot of defense plays could play out to the upside with everything that's going on. But I did want to give you a note of what's going on in the market. For the U.S. side, all of our major market timing calls are moving to the downside. Thus, the reason why I want you to be careful with these stocks, but they could continue to move higher because of all of the tensions that are going on globally. All right, let's go to my picks. Last week, there was only two, and last week, we were only looking at technical plays. Now, the thing about those is those should be short-term plays. And, you know, they were both going up. That was all that I could find from a technical perspective. Let me set this up. That's all I could find from a technical perspective. They were buy recommendations, VSTs above one, RTs above one, RVs above one, RSs below one. They're a little bit more aggressive picks, which makes sense when I'm looking at technical plays. So I'm going to go back to last week, 4-8. Let's quick test them. Good googly moogly. They got their butts kicked. Down 10.61%. One of the stocks that I picked for you last week is down 16.5%. Folks, when they work, I'll take credit. When they don't, I'll own it. From a technical perspective, this adds on that technical plays should only be shorter term plays. I figured that within 1 week, these should have done well. But as you can see, they really did not. Let's see what we can do better this week. All right. So my top weekly picks this week are for defense plays. Let me pull them up for you. And again, with all of the tensions going on globally, these are stocks that you can keep your eyes on. I want to show you something. I went to the industry viewer to look at the aerospace and defense stocks. Notice that in the U.S., we've got three different industries. Notice where they sit. Out of 222 industries, aerospace and defense, electric, 212. Manufacturers, 176. And OEM is at 51. So these three industries are going up today, but this is where they all stand. And I cherry picked from all three industries. Let's go back to the watch list. Let's go find my list for this week, 4:15. As we open this up, let's take a look. Here's my stocks. Let's auto fit this. Big stock that has made a lot of people a lot of money. Rolls Royce, nicely undervalued, up about 3/10. FINMY Leonardo, 1.7% up today. HII up 0.5%. ERJ, Embraer. Somebody brought this up in a live stream last week. I want to keep my eye on it, even though it's down 2% today. HEICO up 1%. AVAV, which is a drone company. And I believe there's a drone company in the aerospace for Israel as well, ESLT. I actually should add that as an honorable mention. ESLT, did it not show up there? That sucks. Hold on. ESLT. Let's try this one more time. Oh, there it is. ESLT, another drone company like AVAV, except for this is in Israel. big move today. And my other honorable mention today is Raytheon. I think I just could not keep this off the list, even though both of these companies are overvalued. RT above one on RTX, ESLT again honorable mention, not fully where I'd like it to be, but based on the situation going on, this is a stock that I want to keep your eyes on. So these two, Raytheon and ESLT, are my honorable mention. My main stocks are here: Rolls-Royce, High, ERJ, HEI, and AVAV. Notice that the majority of them are up today. All the RTs are above one, with the exception of AVAV. All right, VST is above one. Let's scroll over a little bit. Look at the earnings growth on these stocks, double digits. ESLT, not so much. Again, an honorable mention. So these are my picks for the week for defense stocks in the U.S. market. You know I love to give you guys fish. All right, let's do the same thing for the Canadian market. All right, interesting that their market, your market, is not in a confirmed down call. Remember, the U.S., it is. We're above the 65-day moving average. We do have a few days off the high moving lower. The only indicator is the buy-to-sell ratio, which is currently below the value of 1. The MTI is above the value of 1, and RT is still above the value of 1. I'm feeling a little bit more bullish in the Canadian market than I am in the U.S. market. Let's go to the viewers. Let's go start off with the industry viewer. Now, this is going to be a little different. I sorted this list alphabetically as well to show where the aerospace and defense, there's only one industry in that space for the Canadian market, and that's the manufacturers. But based out of 121 industries, look at this. It's in the top five. So this industry is definitely on the rise in the Canadian market. All right, let's go back to the watch list viewer. Let's go to my picks last week for the Canadian market. Because I couldn't really find any technical plays, I did resort back to my top picks that I would normally use that are fundamentally sound. Interesting that one of the stocks was a sell recommendation, but fundamentally sound, RT below one. Let's go see what it did. Let's quick test these from 4-8. Let's go back to 4-8 where I gave these picks. Let's see if they did better than the U.S. picks. I hope so. Let's do a quick test. 1.5%, two out of the five stocks went up. The market in Canada was only up, was down 2.28%. So the stocks for the Canadian market outperformed the market. So that's good. And again, I went back and resorted to just looking at the top best picks that were fundamentally sound. Maybe that works out better than not. But for the Canadian market, I did find top defense stocks. Let's go see what they are. As far as my fish for Canada, only four. Notice that three out of the four are going down, but fundamentally sound on two of them, RV and RS above one. Look at the other two, though. The RSs are right at 0.99, almost there. All buy recommendations. Look at their earnings growth, all double digits, but only four stocks. So that's what I've got for you there. So these are my fish for the week, my top weekly defense picks. Again, based on all of the tensions that are going around globally, I think that these might be great picks for you going into the week. And we'll see what they did next week when I give you my next new stocks for the week. Folks, if you enjoy getting these weekly picks, you know, let me know. Type weekly in the chat. Let me know that you like getting the weekly picks. And if you're not a subscriber to the channel and you want to be able to know when these videos come out, subscribe to the channel, hit the bell icon. You'll be alerted when videos like this come out. And most of all, if you like the content, just hit the like button. With that, folks, this video is over. Until the next time, see ya. Hey, VV Nation, do you have access to the VectorVest tool, the most powerful tool in the industry right now? No? Well, I'm going to give you an opportunity to take advantage of an outstanding deal. Simply go to www.vectorvest.com/YT. You can take advantage of VectorVest 30 days for $9.95. That's an outrageous price for a trial. So what do you get? Well, you get the opportunity to see how we have outperformed the S&P 500 by over 2,000%. for the last 20 years. We go down and we can see that we track over 18,000 stocks globally and have access to analyzing those. And we've got 25 years of accurate market predictions. Yes, folks, we time the market. Simply, folks, all you have to do is go to www.drvest.com/YT. $9.95 for 30 days. And we offer a hassle-free refund. Thank you for supporting our podcast and for being a part of VV Nation. Remember, you can always get a free stock analysis on your stocks. Simply go to vectorvest.com/free. Type in your symbol, submit your email, and we will email your analysis.